Poppin' Peoples. It's March 22nd. And today, in addition to yesterday's episode, I want to bring you guys three strategies to help you salvage your sanity in this stressful situation. I want to start this episode by saying thank you to the people that reached out to me yesterday for yesterday's episode, the people that gave me these ideas. Because these ideas did not come from me. They came from others. And so I thank you guys. Now, I'm on the three tips. The first tip, to salvage your sanity, to protect your mind, to stay sane in these trying times. The first tip is to learn to meditate. A lot of people are scared of meditating because they've received some form of misinformation on what meditation really is. There are many types of meditation, and the main form is what people are most familiar with, where you sit down, you clear your mind, and all of a sudden you're in bliss. But there's like, it's not like that from the beginning, especially if this is going to be your first time meditating. Like, you can set a timer. It doesn't have to be for an hour. It doesn't have to be for 30 minutes. It doesn't have to be for 15 minutes. It doesn't even have to be 5 minutes. Like, you can do 3-minute meditation. You can do 1-minute meditation. But all you have to do is you find somewhere, you sit down. You close your eyes, you set your timer for 1 minute or 3 minutes or 5 minutes, as long as you feel like, as long as you want, as long as you think you can handle. You set your timer, you close your eyes, and the problem most people complain about is they can't keep their mind still. And to be honest, that's a good thing. You don't want your mind to be still if your mind is not still. You just close your eyes and just observe the madness within your mind. Because it's just, it's your mind communicating to you that there is madness going on around you. Like, you close your eyes, you observe the madness. Don't expect things to settle down. If you decide to meditate for long enough, you might reach a point where you just enter this type of stillness. But that's not the purpose. The purpose is just close your eyes, observe the madness. Make sure you're breathing well, taking deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. I'm taking a walk, as I suggested yesterday. I'm being active, keeping my blood flowing so you can hear the wind. But as you meditate, just close your eyes. Observe the madness within your mind. If there is no madness, that's good. Listen to the stillness. Enjoy the stillness. That's one form of meditation. Another form is to just do your best to visualize yourself doing something that you want to do. Once all this madness blows over, maybe you want to go visit Paris. Close your eyes and visualize yourself in Paris. You don't even have to like visual it in three-dimensional motion. You can just look at pictures of Paris inside your mind. You can look at the Eiffel Tower, the Arc de Triomphe. You can look at other things. You can look at Italy. You can pray for Italy, which leads me to the third type of meditation. You can close your eyes and just wish good things upon people, upon places, upon animals. Wish good things upon anything that's not here immediately with you. Just close your eyes and think good thoughts. Close your eyes and express gratitude. Express gratitude for the healing of Italy. Express gratitude for things that have not yet happened, but you know are to happen. These little dogs want to fight. and that actually is a nice little segue into tip number two, strategy number two, go out in nature. Let's say we're supposed to be at least 6 feet away from each other. I think if you go out into a little secluded area in nature, you'll be at least 6 feet away from the next person. I suggest you do this with someone you love, because if y'all are already quarantined together, I think y'all can go out and be in nature together. You don't even have to exit your car. Like, you can just go park. Here in El Paso, we have mountains, so you can just go park on the cliff. There's like a cliff where we can park, and we can just enjoy the scenery. Go park over there and just observe. Just watch the world. Maybe crack your windows. if you feel comfortable cracking your windows, crack your windows. Listen to the sounds. I hope you can hear the birds chirping and the wind blowing. These dogs barking. This is what nature sounds like in the suburban area. If you live in like a woodland area, go into the woods. I wish I had the woods around me. Go into the woods and just listen to the animals. Listen to the birds chirping. Listen to the wind blowing the trees. Listen to the leaves. Just enjoy the peace of nature. Mother Nature loves us more than you know. More than the media wants to let you know. If there's a watery area, if there's like a river, there are rushing waters near you, go chill there. Whoa, that dog. Don't sound safe. That dog is almost as tall as the gate too. But if there's a watery area, go listen to the rushing waters. Maybe practice your meditation there if you can. The third strategy, read a book. This one's so unpopular. A lot of people have been trained by the school system to hate books. But read a book. Find a book that's good. Find a good audiobook. I know of a bunch of good audiobooks. My favorite book of all time is called The Precious Present by Spencer Johnson. And it's like a children's book made for adults. And it's honestly like the most powerful motivational book I've ever read. The most inspirational book I've ever read to this day. As of recently, I've been reading a lot of books by Grant Cardone. And he's, listening to his books, listening to and reading his books has actually helped me a lot in my financial pursuits, in my business, and how I conduct myself in public. He's very helpful. If you love scary movies, find the book version of your favorite scary movie. Because I know that all the best scary movies came from a book. Stephen King's been writing books since Benjamin Franklin was was doing his deal, whatever he was doing back in the day. Well, Stephen King's been writing books forever. You can read any Stephen King book. The only book that actually scared me from Stephen King was The Shining. That shit gave me one nightmare, and that's all. One nightmare, and then I like jolted myself awake and just blasted my head on the headboard. But that's like the only scary experience I've had from reading books. I'm hard to scare though. But if there's any type of book, you can reach out to me. I have plenty of suggestions. I have a massive bookshelf, book collection in my room. And scattered throughout my house. I have a big old box full of books. You can reach out to me. I'll share with you good books, depending on what you're looking for. I might send you one of my books if you want. It's not easy for me to let go of my books. Those are the three strategies. This is a very calm episode because this is a very, very calm walk. I promise you. This walk. But the first strategy, meditate. Close your eyes. Observe the chaos of your mind. Just allow it to go on. Just pretend that the way I picture it is whenever I have like a chaotic mind and I decide to meditate, to me it feels like there's a mosh pit going on with like 100 people and I'm just standing there in the center, just feeling powerful because I know that I am okay. I know that all is well with me and I know that all will forever be well with me. Another way to meditate is to close your eyes and picture things that you enjoy. Picture things that are pleasant to you. Picture things that you want to happen in your life. The third way to meditate is to close your eyes and send blessings all throughout the world. Send blessings to Italy. Send blessings to China. Send blessings to the different parts of America that have been affected. You can, in addition to sending blessings, you can give thanks for what you have experienced. Give thanks for things that you expect to experience. Give thanks that you still have your job. Give thanks that you now are allowed to work from home, if that's a blessing to you. Give thanks for everything you've learned over the past week or so. The second strategy, go out in nature. Go out and listen to the rushing waters. Listen to the calming waters. Go off to the mountaintop. Just take pictures. Just observe. Observe life. Remember that we're all getting through this. If you have woodlands, go into the woods. Of course, be safe. I don't know what exists in the woods. I've never been inside the woods before. But go out in nature. Enjoy the sound of the rushing waters, the calming waters. Enjoy the scenic views from the mountaintops. Enjoy the forest-like activity, whatever goes on inside those areas. Third strategy, read a book. An easy way to read a book is just to read like one page at a time. Set a timer for 3 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. Set a timer for like 4 minutes, a strange number. Just set a timer for 4 minutes and be like, I'm only going to read until the timer goes off. Sometimes you'll make it through. I've had times where I'm reading and then I get some idea on like, I get some idea on like how I can reach out to a person that I haven't talked to in a long time. So I'll just like, they call it ADD. I'll just call it reaching out to a person that I haven't talked to in a long time. But yeah, just like take your time, read a little book. Hello. Enjoy yourself. Read something you enjoy. We have an infinite amount of PDFs for free on the internet. So you basically have access to any book you ever want to read, ever. And a bonus strategy is to journal. This one just came to mind. For you to journal. I know you have an empty journal laying around somewhere. If you don't have one, next time you're at the grocery store, I wouldn't expect you to remember to buy a journal for like 70 something cents. But if you remember to buy a journal for 70 something cents, you already have pens and pencils at home. If you sit down and journal, you can express your thoughts. You can provide clarity within to your mind. You can provide your mind with clarity so that next time you sit down to meditate, it will be less chaotic. It will be more calm. It will be more peaceful. I'm loving this feeling of being outside. I'm nice and hot. I'm working up a sweat. This virus is a joke to every single one of us because we're all going to survive. We're all getting stronger. We're all becoming more and more powerful. And we're all grateful because we're more powerful. But in summary, the three strategies, the four simple strategies to help you salvage your sanity in these stressful situations. One, meditate. Two, go out in nature, enjoy nature. Three, read a book. Four, journal, write a book. I love you guys. I really appreciate you listening. Again, for the millionth time, we're going to get through this. We are getting through this. We're all becoming more powerful. Stay sane. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Stay blessed. I love you guys. Peace. This is a special episode because I'm going to add a little bit. I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on that fourth strategy on how to journal. It sounds challenging, but that's because it'll only sound challenging if you're overcomplicating it. The most important thing about journaling is just expressing whatever's on your mind. So once you have your notebook in front of you, once you have your pen or pencil and you're ready to write, just write the first thing that comes to mind. Think about something that you enjoy. Think about what's going on right now. Just write what you think. You can write down, this virus is a myth. And then any thought that enters your mind after that, just write it out. You can write down, I love my family because, and then whatever reasons come to your mind, write that. You can write down, you can start off with, I am grateful for, and then you can just make a list. You can write down, these are things I want to change in my life. And then I know something will come to mind as soon, even as I'm saying this right now, I know things are coming to your mind. Just pay attention to what comes to your mind. Just hold those thoughts, write them down, because journaling is kind of like walking a path. In a strange way, it's very much like walking a path to where you don't see what's after each footstep until you put the footstep down. So you just write down the first thing, and then that leads to the second thing, the third thing, the fourth thing, and it becomes a flow. You enter a state of flow. And then once you're done, you'll be surprised at how you can feel relieved from journaling. You'll be surprised to find how relieving journaling is meant to be. You'll be surprised to find out how relieving journaling can be. Personally, I've been journaling for so many years. Not even a super massive amount of years. Maybe since like 2012, I've been journaling. And I know you used to journal too. Like the people that have been reaching out to me in this, for this podcast, I know you guys are the ones that were bored in school, so you were just doodling, writing stuff down in your notebooks during class. That's journaling. Like, that's exactly what journaling is, except the classroom is now bigger. We're in the classroom of life. Of life. But yeah, that's how you journal. I'm grateful you listened to this entire episode. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this extra bit. And I'm grateful to see you guys on the other side. We're all a bunch of winners. So let's keep on winning. Thank you, and later.